This is Twit.
So we got an email from Tom who says, I've been an All About Android listener since the beginning. Thank you, Tom. Tom says, I'm a big believer in supporting the devs, support your devs, folks, and purchasing an app that I use when given the opportunity. But I'm not happy when I submit a bug request and then get an auto reply letting me know how busy we are. And maybe we already know about your issue. And maybe someday we'll answer your request for support. And maybe the fix will show up in a future release. Really? When I pay for an app, I participate in a beta, in all caps, by the way, beta. I'm a customer and expect something in return. Maybe not a next day response, but some kind of response to my problem. So what happens when I get a response like that? I leave a bad but honest review in the Play Store about the support I didn't get and look for a replacement app. Most recently, I found a great app that I purchased that plays audiobooks, and I'm appreciating more than my old standby app that I use for audiobooks and podcasts. Please, devs, you need to keep up your part of the customer-supplier agreement or we won't be your customers anymore, which is it's just a true statement. I mean, it's tough because I got to imagine there's a lot of developers out there, whether it's single people or developer groups that are small, and you have an app that takes off, customer service is very hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
I read this and I was like, hey, good on them for doing an auto reply. At least you got a response.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I had an issue with one of the major airlines in December, and it took me about 3 weeks to get anyone to get back to me. To any sort of response or anything like that. So this isn't a problem that's limited to just developers. This is just a general business thing, and a lot of companies have a hard time getting this right. So while Tom, I agree with you, I also think maybe be a little more compassionate or a little, have a little leeway with the developers. You're not wrong, but I don't know. It's hard. It's small business. It's hard.
Right.
It's a tough situation.
Small business being the key. Kevin Berry, if I remember correctly, developer of Nova Launcher, when he was on, he talked about exactly this. I can't remember which episode it was, so look it up. But he talked about this, how when you are a developer of an app, and Vishnu, I'd like to ask your opinion on this, but when you are a developer of an app, and especially when that app becomes as successful as something like Nova Launcher is, like that propels you, whether you want to or not, into a new realm of needing to provide support to literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people all the time. That's a full-time job, depending on how popular your app is.
That doesn't
Yet
pay.
You were just a single developer that created this thing, and here you are. So I think the problem has the potential to be scaled so far out there that even a single email might be very difficult. What are your thoughts on this, Vishnu, being the one person on here that is actually an Android developer? I'm curious to hear what your take is on this.
I've been, like, I think 8 years now in the field. So I started as an indie dev, did consulting. Now I'm on a big team. I've had apps that I support myself, development and support, which means like responding to reviews, handling bug fixes, all that stuff for, I think, that app was like 100 to 200,000 users. And then to Trello now, where we're at about, I think, 3 to 5 million. I don't remember what that number is at now, which is just an obscene amount of users. And so our apparatus has to scale at that point, because you go from being one person to being a team of 10. We now have a support team. They respond. I think the key here, though, is that you have to have the mindset that like customer support is a priority. Because like as an indie dev, your idea is like, all right, I'm going to write down a whole bunch of code, I'm going to build something great, and people are going to love it, and I'm going to make a whole bunch of money. But like, not everyone's going to love it, and even if they do, they're going to have problems. It's software. And so like, I find the auto reply thing to be useful, but like only if you do come around to like after like some sort of triage, you like actually come reach out to the user, take the time, because like that customer support and like customer service is really important when you're trying to build any kind of app business or any business even.
The auto reply is a good first step. And the problem is that you really need to you need to be ready with the second and third step. The auto reply isn't the only step you can take. I do agree. Like I've been involved in small business. I've been involved in large business as well. And I've always stated and pressured my partners and my employees and things like that, that someone has a bad experience, that does more damage than anything you can ever do. And so you everything should be a positive experience. And like I know when I started doing the iFanboy podcast, we had a rule that everyone who wrote into us got a response back. And that's how you build a brand that people trust and want to be a part of. And it's hard. It's as important and as hard as developing the software that you're selling, I think.
Oh yeah. I would say it's even harder because it takes like debugging code is easy compared to like debugging a person's problem.
Right.
Because they have some interesting use case. Maybe they're like using it in Arabic, which changes, you know, the orientation of the whole screen. All sorts of problems that you have to sort of figure out, and a good support team and a good support engineer can handle that. But if you're just like a dev, you know, it's not easy, but you have to figure out how to take the time. The other thing is, like, as a user, also be empathetic, because every time I read a review on something that I've built that's bad, I immediately, like, I need to fix this. You know, someone didn't like what I built, so I need to make sure it's good for the next release. So we are doing our part, not we as like a huge collective, but I'm hoping the most of us are doing what we can to make sure the customers are happy.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, developers who are actually creating things want to improve, you know, their apps based around these suggestions. I know from a creating shows standpoint, it's a very similar thing, right? Like we might get a ton of feedback to the show, and we do, which makes it really hard to reply to each and every email, but we definitely read them all and we definitely consider what all of that says, and that helps us to shape and form what this show does. I have to imagine it's hopefully that way with a lot of these apps and everything. And also I would say from a user standpoint, apps that get customer service right do so, like, that's such a huge win. You know, if you are an independent developer and you create something amazing and it catches that wave, and then you also have excellent support, that just sets you miles ahead of a lot of the other apps and people, you know, that aren't providing that support. Customer support goes a long way. So it's not easy. I have to imagine it's really difficult to get it right. But if and when you can, that's going to speak volumes for your product and your brand identity. So
doesn't Google offer something that like supports devs in this manner?
Like, and like in what way?
Like, I don't know, or maybe I'm just thinking something I heard. I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be, because if you're a singular dev or if it's just you and your friend at home, like you're not going to be able to make that time to help people with their with their problems. Some and so of. Like a centralized, like.
Yeah, the problem there becomes like cost.
Yeah.
Like margins are already razor thin with apps. You have to like pry a dollar out of a user's hand for, you know, unlimited support on an application. So it's tough to figure out that kind of budgeting also, because it's either time or it's money, or it's time and money. And when you're a small team, you know, that's a hard calculation to figure out.
Yeah, and especially if you're a developer of an app that, let's say, isn't in the hundreds of thousands, but is in the 5 or 10,000 region. Mm-hmm. It's not like you haven't sold a good number of apps, but Has that money been a good trade-off for the level of support that a user expects, or, you know, and the costs associated with that? There's got to be like a critical number that you pass that it suddenly opens up that playfield and makes that a lot more possible. But in low numbers, it might seem like that's a lot of downloads, but maybe it still isn't enough to kind of support the infrastructure behind it to satisfy what people expect. So really great email. Tom, thank you for sending that in. Awesome discussion there.